You might remember about this time last year, we caught up with actor Graham McTavish. He teamed up with his Outlander co-star Sam Heughan, travelled around the Highlands of Scotland in a camper van, did a podcast, wrote a book about it. Now, the book was so popular, a television series had to be made, so they did. And now we got a sequel called The Clanlan's Almanac, Seasonal Stories from Scotland. So Sam Heughan and Graham McTavish are with us. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Not at all. Graham, it's been a year since we chatted, and I'm pretty sure last time we chatted you weren't where you are now. You were in Wellington, so clearly you've left the country scarpered and found yourself on the other side of the world.
Yeah, I was just reminding your colleague, the other Mike, that the last time I was at the studio was when I literally got the call telling me that I had got House of the Dragon, the Game of Thrones prequel, just as I was about to walk into the studio to talk to you. So it's quite strange.
Really. It's a lucky studio.
It's a very.
Are you just waiting for the call to say that you've been sacked?
I am. I've got my phone here just in case something.
Well, see, what I remember about that, Graham, is that we didn't discuss that. So it wasn't like you got the call and say, "Hey, best of news, Mike, great to be on your program. Guess what I've just heard?
No, I couldn't tell anybody. I couldn't tell anybody for months. I don't think I could tell anybody until like June of this year. It was crazy. Yeah, I told my kid.
Oh, well, that's good. Congratulations. Sam, where is Outlander at?
Where? Well, yes, good question. Where is it at? It is out. Season 6 is coming in the new year, in the early new year. The characters are still in North Carolina, in America, and we are doing, it's a shorter season this season, 8 episodes, but each episode is longer. And of course, it being Outlander, the characters are up for a pretty rough ride.
How did it go COVID-wise? Was it badly affected by COVID or not?
Yeah. So, well, interestingly, the show that Graham and I shot, Men in Kilts, was probably one of the first shows that was shot after the first lockdown. Outlander was delayed a lot. It's a big show. There's a lot of moving parts. So we were delayed, and it was pretty difficult, to be honest. We were working through the Scottish winter, which was cold and difficult. But we got there, and it's going to be a great season. Honestly, it doesn't add up.
You had the beast from the east, didn't you, during the filming of Outlander?
That wasn't this year. I think we had the second beast or the smaller beast from the
wee beast from the east,
which you've got to watch out for. But yeah, I mean, you know, we worked through it, and we've got such a great crew, a great cast that yeah, we'll get through anything.
Fantastic, Graham. This whole thing that you two have put together. Can we thank COVID for it? I mean, if COVID hadn't struck, would you two have got together, thought about it, done it, and it's turned into what it has?
Yeah, no, that's an excellent question, actually. To be absolutely honest, the first book was written during the lockdown. I was in New Zealand, Sam was in Scotland, and we were both due to be filming. Sam was due to be filming Outlander. I was due to be filming a movie in the Czech Republic. And both were put on hold. So we had a lot of time on our hands. And it meant that we were able to finally do something that we've been speaking about for a while. And we communicated via Google documents, you know, shared document. So I would write something, he would write something that would basically say what you've just written is a lie and a load of rubbish. And then I would write something similar. And we went back and forth. So the book became a conversation which led to us doing the big road trip, which the series shows, and the second book deals with the second road trip, as well as many other things, personal reminiscences, anecdotes, clans, battles, etc., etc. But the starting point of it all, really, in a sense, was indeed the lockdown of COVID.
Sam,
the beginning of the bickering really started then as well.
Yeah.
Exactly. Sam, is this to a plan? So we've got some books, we had a podcast, we've done the television show, there's a couple of tours underway, there's whiskey that we've yet to talk about. Your whole Outlander, flag that, you're onto a whole new venture here.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I would say, you know, Outlander definitely changed my life. It's opened a lot of opportunities, a lot of doors, and I'm really enjoying all these different avenues. You know, I do have... I guess I'm an entrepreneur. You know, I have a lot of businesses that are very successful from it, and I'm enjoying this creative process to make and produce your own TV show that we did with Men in Kilts, and to write a book or to write two books. It's been fun. You know, I'm trying to get rid of Graham slowly. I keep trying to push him off a cliff.
Push me out of the van. Drop him off a cliff.
Just, anything to get rid of him, so then I can move on with my life. But it's been a great ride so far.
What do you want to do with it, Graham? I mean, are you just happy the way it's turned out, or have you got plans? Have you got?
I tell you what, it sounds right. It's opened up a lot of opportunities. What we've done, and I've always been interested in talking about history, particularly Scottish history. And Sam's interest in Scotland as well, it just made a very sort of perfect union, really, for what we wanted to do. And we definitely have ambitions to do more stuff related to, well, the show, take that elsewhere, and perhaps write more as well. It's been a great, great experience. It's something I've always wanted to do, writing, ever since I was a child. So this was quite literally a dream come true. So it's been wonderful.
Sam, what's the magic between you and Graham? Why has it worked?
A lot of patience, I think. No, I honestly, really, I think it's humor. I think we have a shared humor, a rather childish, rather silly sense of humor. I think even in
incredible
the situations...
on my part, incredible patience.
Well, I was going to say on my part, I'm more patient. But the man, you know, even when his wildest moments, when he's not had a snack for 20 minutes or a cafe latte, when he gets a bit grumpy, you know, I think he always finds the humor in it. And I think we laughed a lot. We've laughed a lot whilst shooting it, whilst writing. Yeah. And I guess we'll keep doing it until he starts crying.
Sam has an energy that is infectious. That's the best way I can describe it. I mean, I'm an energetic person. I like to do things and all the rest of it. But Sam really galvanizes you into doing stuff that you possibly, in your more rational moments, wouldn't consider doing.
Yeah, it's an almost pistol point, though, isn't it? Or knife point.
It's similar to a sort of Stockholm syndrome, really.
Graham, let me ask you, because you've got the New Zealand connection. So is what you're doing for Scotland with Outland and all of that, is that similar to what Lord of the Rings, for example, has done for New Zealand?
Yes. Yeah. Interesting question. I mean, I think that what's interesting about Scotland is partly its connections, actually, with somewhere like New Zealand. Personally, I think that's an amazing story to be told there. You've got 20% of the New Zealand population that can call on Scottish heritage, and I think it's a very interesting parallel. Some of the experiences of people in New Zealand compared with the experiences they had in Scotland, similarly, the ones that they had in North America and, North Carolina and Canada. All of these things are stories to be told that the Scots have had an effect upon. And that's, I think, what interests us. I don't think we just want to be kind of narrowly looking at every single thing that ever happened in Scotland. Yeah. I think it's more how we see Scotland affecting other places as well.
I think to jump in there as well, though, I think you're right that the effect, the Outlander effect on Scotland and the tourism and the industry has definitely been, you know, it's been the creative crux of it. You know, it really has been the germ that's spread. You know, we made a TV show. We've done two books about Scotland, about Scottish culture and history, and of course Outlander as well. People are flocking to Scotland to visit. So hopefully our book can guide them on some of that journey.
What about the whiskey? Is it any good?
Well,
it is,
Graham.
It is. Yes, it is good. I've tried really hard not to like it, but it is actually good. It's I can't lie. Yeah.
Because good. last time we talked, Graham, you and this was from the first book, you seem to drink an astonishing amount and yet you look in remarkable form.
I know, it's really, you know, I have very, very good doctors. That's all I can say. It's a lifetime of really just propping myself up.
Didn't they reconstruct your face at one point?
This is all CGI, actually.
Yes.
I blame Hewan. I really do. I mean, I hardly drank a drop until I met him, and then it was all downhill.
Steady downhill, I mean, we did start our first sort of shooting of the initial material for Men in Kilts. The first thing we did was a 9 a.m. whiskey tasting, which is probably how we continued and a great way to start. But in the book, we know each month we talk about a dram of the month. You know, I've picked a particular dram for a certain region that hopefully, you know, readers can sample and enjoy as well.
Fantastic. What are you doing, Graham? What are you doing for Christmas?
I'm coming back to New Zealand, Mike.
No way. Have you? Oh, my God. Have I met a person who has got one of the golden MIQ spots?
Yes, it's like the golden ticket in Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory. Yes, it is. I have the ticket. I'm arriving. I'm leaving pretty soon, actually.
Yeah.
Pretty much after we finish doing all this, and I'm finishing on this season of House of the Dragon, I'm coming straight back to New Zealand to be with the kids for Christmas, and I cannot wait.
I don't blame you, Sam. You won't know about this, but you can't get into the country. And if you're a person who can get into the country, you've got to go into a lottery system, an MIQ lottery system, and about 24,000 people line up each week, and they hand out about 3,000 or 4,000 rooms, and there's misery and upset all over the world from people who can't get back in. So you're talking, your mate has got, he's literally won the lottery. I know no one who gets an MIQ spot, and here he is right here now.
Really? Is that true, Mike? Sorry, Sam.
No, I was just going to say, I was going to try and surprise you for Christmas, but I think that's not
going to happen. Oh, my God.
I just turn up the door.
Is that true, Mike? You don't know anyone personally?
I don't know anyone personally who has got an MIQ spot. Well, I mean, you do the numbers. 24,000 people line up per week or every 2 weeks, and 4,000 room gets handed. You have no idea how lucky you are.
It was my fourth attempt. It was my fourth.
Wow.
Attempt. It was nerve shredding. And I feel for every other New Zealander that is going through this, because it's very hard. It's very, very hard, especially on families that are divided, and for the kids, especially at that time of year. So my heart goes out to them, really.
Exactly. Sam, what are you doing for Christmas? I mean, obviously you can't compete with MIQ, but I mean, you've got, I don't know, freedom. You can go anywhere you want.
Yeah, well, thankfully I'll get rid of Graham. So then I'm free to wonder. No, I definitely probably will be a family thing in Scotland. You know, we do love to celebrate. Actually, New Year is a bigger celebration in Scotland, really. And we talk about that in the book as well, you know, the different traditions we have. But yeah, I love the holiday season. I do enjoy Gwen Graham. Obviously, he moonlights as Santa Claus. He does work another job. So
this is the busiest time of the year for me, Mike.
It's
very, very busy. Very busy. Yeah.
Well, listen, congratulations on all the success in the year. And I take it, Graham, that you've got no new parts during this interview that you quickly want to tell us about. No break.
I'm just checking my phone now, Mike.
I'm checking my phone as well. Yeah.
Nothing yet.
Okay, never. Well, you have a lovely Christmas. Good to catch up with you, and go well.
Thanks, Mike. You too.
Thanks a lot.
Sam Hewin and Graham McTavish this morning.